My study is about the correlates of perceived stress in the lesbian, gay, and bisexual communities, heterosexism, self-esteem, and depression. Before I discuss my findings, I'd like to tell you about my friend Jordan. Jordan is 30 years old, African-American, working on it as a healthcare analyst. A few months ago, he came out as gay, but unfortunately, his family rejected him immediately. This negative reaction devastated him because, for as long as he can remember, his family has been a very big part of his life. When he felt discriminated for being African-American in school, his family stood by him. This support meant very much to him. Now, his younger brothers started to refer to him with derogatory names, during his visits home. Additionally, he came out to his circle of friends, and although a good number of them stayed, a few distanced themselves from him and eventually stopped talking to him. This reaction greatly affected his self-confidence and fragile self-esteem. As time went on, he began to lose his appetite, therefore losing weight, and he went out to social events less and less. In his depression, Jordan even avoided meetings with his friends in the LGBT community. He always seemed so stressed out whenever I would talk to him, and I know that the negative attitudes of his friends and family had undermined his physical and mental health severely, and even affected his job performance. We are all very concerned and wondering how society can respond and in helping the Jordans of the world to better cope with life. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual individuals experience stress from prejudice, discrimination, and stigma of homophobia. And from those, discrimination can affect the physical and psychological and mental health. Researchers have reported a strong association between the gay-related stress and lower self-esteem. Rejection and prejudice from others can erode self-esteem, leading to a greater depression, and there has been a link between minority stress and well-being. We base our study off of the Myers Minority Stress Model, which states that the unique stressors and environmental factors of a person of a minority stress, or sorry, minority status experiences will affect their mental health unless coping and support strategies intervenes. So if we combine the environmental circumstance of heterosexism and with the individual health factor of low self-esteem, depression, and minority identity of being a lesbian, gay, or bisexual, we predict that the mental health outcome would be higher perceived stress. We hypothesize that in LGB individuals, heterosexism is positively correlated with perceived stress, self-esteem is negatively correlated with perceived stress, depression is positively correlated with perceived stress, and heterosexism, self-esteem, and depression account for a significant amount of variance in perceived stress. We recruited consenting LGB participants from the Dallas and Fort Worth area, specifically from the community-based organization and Pride Parades. They had to be at least 18 years of age, fluent in English, self-identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual. We collected data on transgender individuals. However, the data of being transgender was not analyzed because our study's main focus was sexual orientation rather than gender and gender expression. Moving on to our procedures, we received IRB approval, gave participants the informed consent forms. We used a computerized survey protocol, and we had trained research assistants available to answer any questions or verbally present the surveys if necessary. Our measures, perceived stress scale, measures the degree to which a situation in one's life is appraised as stressful. It's a 10-item measure on a 5-point Likert scale, from 1 never to 5 very often. Higher scores indicated higher stress. The heterosexist harassment, rejection, and discrimination scale measures the frequency in which a lesbian, gay, and bisexual persons report having to experience heterosexist harassment, rejection, and discrimination within the past year. HHRDS contains three subscales, the heterosexist harassment subscale, the work heterosexist harassment subscale, and the other harassment subscale. We use the heterosexist harassment subscale because we wanted to look at a more general view of the heterosexist harassments that the LGBs face rather than the work heterosexist harassment subscale and the other harassment subscale, which looked at the work environment and other environment. It is a 7-item measure on a 6-point Likert type scale. From 1, the event has never happened to you, to 6, the event happens to you almost all the time. Higher scores indicate greater experiences of heterosexist harassment and rejection within the past year. The Rosenberg Self-Esteem Scale evaluates a person's self-esteem. It is a 10-item measure on a 4-point Likert scale from 0, strongly disagree, to 3, strongly agree. Higher scores indicated higher levels of self-esteem. The Center for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale measures the self-reported symptoms associated with depression experienced in the past week. It is a 20-item measure on a 4-point Likert type scale, from 1, rarely, to none of the time, to 4, most of the time. Higher scores indicated higher levels of depression. Moving on to our data analysis, to determine the necessary sample size to achieve sufficient power, we conducted an a priori power analysis using G-Power, a computerized statistical package. Results from the power analysis indicated that 103 participants are required to achieve sufficient power of 0.80 with a medium effect size of 0.10 of a design using 3 independent variables. According to Cohen, R-squared is a measure of the effect size when conducting a linear multiple regression, so that 0.01 is considered a small effect size, 0.09 is a medium effect size, and 0.25 is a large effect size. In assessing recent LGB psychological research, the reported effect sizes range from small of 0.05 to large of 0.49. Based on the effect size found in the literature, we anticipate the reasonable medium effect size of 0.10. We used the univariate, bivariate, and hierarchical multiple regression to analyze our data. If we look at our demographics, we had predominantly European American, comprising of more than half of our sample. And if we look at our sexual orientation, it was fairly distributed. We had to eliminate 2 participants from our data for incomplete responses because we could only interpolate data if we had 75% of the data there for a certain scale. It is worth noting that our calculated alphas are very close to or higher than the published alphas. In our self-esteem scale, our calculated alphas were 0.91 and the published alpha was 0.78. We ran a one-way ANOVA and between the sexual orientations and found that bisexuals had significantly higher scores in perceived stress levels than lesbians or gays. We also ran a one-way ANOVA for ethnicities and found that African Americans significantly scored higher than in perceived stress than the other ethnicities. Look at our bivariate statistics. All of our independent variables are correlated with our dependent variables, perceived stress. We also found that some of our demographics, such as age, income, female, gender, African American, gay, and bisexuals, were correlated with our dependent variable of perceived stress. Moving on to our multivariate statistics. Controlling for the demographics in block one, we found that in block two, our 3 independent variables accounted for 29% of variance in perceived stress. Um, In our discussion, all of our hypotheses were supported except for hypothesis 2, which states that self-esteem is negatively correlated with perceived stress. We actually found that it was quite the opposite. Self-esteem was positively correlated with perceived stress. We were so perplexed by the result that we went back and did a more thorough lit search and discovered that Fisher and Shaw found that African Americans who had scored higher self-esteem are more vulnerable to higher stress. Those who had higher self-esteem were more prone to defensiveness in discriminatory events, thus raising their perceived stress. Another possible explanation that we thought of for why higher self-esteem was positively correlated with perceived stress is the more self-esteem you have, the more involved and outgoing you will be in the community. Thus, you will be faced with more stressors, and depending on how your coping skills are and your appraisal skills, you will either see the stressors as a challenge or it will raise your stress levels. We found that bisexuals had higher perceived stress levels. There are assumptions that bisexuals are promiscuous for being attracted to both genders, and there are also those who don't believe that bisexuality is not a real sexual identity, which puts a tension between the bisexuals and those who are in the lesbian, gay community and the straight community. Bi-negativity may manifest itself in exclusion of bisexuals from the sexual minority communities as well as heterosexual communities. We also found that African Americans, LGBs, perceive more stress. According to Myers' minority stress model, the more minority identity you have, the higher stress levels you will be. Racial minority individuals have reported exclusions from the LGB community space and events. In addition to racism within the LGB communities, LGB persons of color may experience heterosexism within their own ethnic minority communities. Our research findings support the work of public health professionals by shedding light on the relationship of unrelieved stress on the health of marginalized populations such as the LGB individuals. By addressing the relevant factors uncovering in our research, we may enhance the lives of the LGB persons and lower their healthcare costs by decreasing their perceived stress levels. Due to our cross-sectional correlation design, causality cannot be inferred. Data collected were self-reported and subject to bias and recall. Results are limited to the individuals within the sample, as we are unable to determine if our sample is relative to the LGB population because of our sample's demographics, such as the location of our sample. We collected our sample in the what would be considered the South. Additionally, we recruited through the community-based organization and pride parades, which means that those who are in the closet about being lesbian, gay, or bisexual would not necessarily be represented in the study. Future research should focus on the association of level of heterosexism and location and how these two variables would relate to the levels of stress, such as in our sample, we collected data from South. It would be interesting to look into the data of the levels of heterosexism in the Northeast or the Midwest and how it relates to the levels of stress there. Longitudinal design could identify the strategies over time to work best in decreasing perceived stress levels in the LGB communities. More research should be done on the persons of color in the LGB communities and the research with stress. Personally, I would like to be I would be more interested in research in the API population because we only had 4 people who identified themselves as Asian American. I'd like to thank the members and faculty of the Center for Psychosocial Research, the Resource Center of Dallas, and the LGB communities. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the audience?
Very good question. I'd like to look into that in the next researchers, the research that we do in the following year. So, the question was if there was any other factors that related to the bisexuals and African Americans stressors. Was that right? Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.